Yes, sir.
Get Edgar Hoover right quick.
Surely.
Yes. Better comb your hair, Walter. Looks like you've been sleeping on it. Run in my office right quick. Put some water on it. You worse than George Reedy these days. Edgar?
Yes, Mr. President.
NAACP votes to demonstrate in front of the White House tomorrow to protest the worsening civil rights situation in Mississippi. In unanimous vote, during a special meeting of the NAACP, members voted to stage demonstration at the Justice Department.
Yes.
Urged stronger federal action. The vote came as the FBI continued a full-scale research. Have you all put out an announcement yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't put out any announcement here. There has come out from New Orleans word that the car has been found.
Mm-hmm.
We notified the Mississippi Highway Patrol, which has been cooperating and which had a 3-point alarm to locate the car. So in order to terminate that, we asked the Mississippi Highway Patrol to assist us in roping off this area where the car is found. What we want to try to do now down there is to locate any footprints or any car tread prints that may be in the mud or dirt on the side of the road of the persons who took the car there.
What can I tell the parents?
I think you can tell the parents that the car has been found and that it was burned and that the agents are proceeding with intensive investigation to determine any evidence that would aid in...
The car has been found and it's burned. No, I just want you to take this. The car has been found and it's been burned,
yes.
And the agents are proceeding with intensive investigation
to find the perpetrators of the crime.
Find the perpetrators. Any indication they're in the car yet?
There is no indication as to whether they are, because the entire inside of the car is melted into molten metal.
But wouldn't there be some bones there?
We have sent laboratory experts there to make examination of the ashes and of the inside to see whether there's any human bones or human evidence of ashes that would enable us to determine whether the bodies were in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know that they were, and we do not know that they were not.
Do you have any idea when I know that?
We will probably get word on that sometime this evening.
You are sure, though, that you have found the car?
We are sure we found the car in that it is the same make, the same color, and the same license numbers that were on the car when the car was in Philadelphia, Mississippi yesterday.
Same car, same make, same license number, same color and everything?
Yes.
All right. Now, where was it found from Philadelphia?
It was found on State Highway 21, which is northeast of Philadelphia, about 8 miles northeast of Philadelphia.
State Highway 21, 8 miles northeast of Philadelphia.
That's correct.
But it was not headed toward Meridian.
No, it was not headed toward Meridian. It was in the opposite direction of Meridian.
Now, I talked to Mississippi. They told me that they had an announcement that the car and the people in it were missing prior to their arrival in Philadelphia, and that when they were later arrived and they were jailed, this announcement had been made before that. Do you know whether that's true or not?
No, that couldn't have been true.
Couldn't have been true.
No, it couldn't have been true because this car was burning yesterday.
Now, are you in touch with all the local officials?
Oh, yes.
Are they cooperating with you?
They're cooperating thoroughly. This is the Mississippi Highway Patrol, and we've had in the air, of course, that the helicopters trying to locate the car. That will be no longer necessary now. But the local authorities are, of course, cooperative thoroughly. Now, what's going to complicate the picture is there's going down there some of these leading agitators of the Negro movement to investigate this matter themselves. For instance, Farmer is flying down to Philadelphia, Mississippi. This Mrs. Diggs, I think she's the wife of the congressman from Illinois. She's a lawyer. She's going down there also. Now, of course, as soon as they arrive in those little towns, there's going to be even more disturbance. But I've issued orders to our men that they're to allow no one to come within the boundary of the roped-off area in which we are working.
I wonder if you ought to ask one of your best people to communicate to the governor and suggest maybe that he make a statement that, a pretty strong statement that he's what he's going to do so that we can be sure that he gives us all the protection that we can.
I think it'd be a very good idea.
See if one of your men can't talk to him and indicate that.
I'll take care of that right away.
Thank you, Edgar. And keep me informed now. The first thing you hear, you call me.
Yes, I will.